T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
It has been my experience that they don't respect your space as it has to do with the dog. Like, oh, well, he'll calm down after 10 minutes. Well, great, I'm tense for 10 minutes because your dog won't stop barking and looking at me and licking me in inappropriate places. I can't be the, am I the only one who feels this way? Are there any pet owners who understand what I'm talking about? Because I know that there's some zealotry that goes on with owning a pet and rescuing a pet, like all of that stuff. Is it wrong, Herbie, that I call my bike a rescue bike?
Very much so.
I rescued it from Blackstone Bicycle Shop.
Don't get started on those people.
Ugh. What people? What people are you talking about?
The whole term rescue is like a self-important thing. You didn't rescue the dog. You adopted the dog. No, you're right, Herb. The dog rescued me. Ugh. God. You self-important jerks. No, you just paid money so you can have that dog. And then you browbeat everybody to be exactly like you. If people want a dog from a shelter or a dog from a breeder, stop making them feel guilty for it.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I did get a little bit of pushback from our good friend Sarah Spain. She was one of the people I was talking about. Because she got these beautiful dogs, but I don't need them on my lap. Anyway, I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. There's a lot that I want to get done today. I was not expecting the first segment of the show to be us talking about college and stuff. But let me just add this in, since we were on that discussion of college and education and all of those things. Here's a secret. And as you know, I do teach a class at DePaul University. But here's a secret. If you are not in a position right now financially to send your little one off to some place that they really, really like, there is really no shame in going the junior college route. There are some phenomenal junior colleges in our area. And trust me, get the required stuff out of the way. And then if you want to go have like college life somewhere else, like if you want to go to COD, for example, there is no shame in that.
Awesome.
Everyone
place.
Has their, what's that?
Awesome place. I went there for a couple of years.
See? Herbie, right there. My good friend Afia went to COD and learned a lot of the stuff that has her in the industry now. There's a lot of good places.
And I'll tell you that there's really nothing I learned in the 3 months I was at Western Illinois that I did not or could not learn at COD.
Yeah, but the one thing you did learn with your experience at Western Illinois is something that is worthy of talking about, and that's, you know, budgeting your time. And perhaps maybe not going crazy when you get out on your own.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah, those are important. Those are important things to learn. But I am an advocate for higher education, but I'm also an advocate for your pockets.
And Lawrence, to further off of your and Dan's conversation, I've never met a person from Northwestern, Michigan, Harvard, any of these schools where I'd be like, yes, that's where that extra money was sent. I get it now. I love Julie Swyka. Love my friend Kristen Bylis. They both went to Northwestern. Very educated people. Never, I'm like, yes, I get it. I feel that extra money that you paid $75,000. Man, I'll get out of here. Go to COD and get yourself a nice education.
Right. And then you can transfer to wherever you want to go. If you want to spend your 4 years at DePaul, I'm here for it. It's a great experience. And if we ever get to a place of normalcy again, the Lincoln Park experience is tremendous. If you want to go to Northwestern, I have friends who teach there. Evanston is amazing. Like, the city itself is amazing.
Your football team will never get criticized even when they're 3-9. It's all good. But when they're 5-0, man.
So you understand what I'm saying, how like, when they're good, like, Fitz gets kind of all the credit and the kids don't really get any.
Last year it was 3-9 and the offensive coordinator is bad. Let's get him out of here. And we didn't hear him on these airways at all. Not a bit.
Are you and Fitz still warring? Does he still have you blocked?
He has me
on
blocked,
Twitter?
But that's what I'm saying with the whole Northwestern thing. It's like they get all the rewards, and then, like, oh, when they play bad, oh, they're students, guys. These guys couldn't get into the regular Michigan people couldn't get into Northwestern. That's what I'm saying. Like, a Michigan guy, if you've ever met him, is about the
Michigan
same as
a
Northwestern person. Like, there's not a negligible difference between those two people. But
yes.
Northwestern people act as if they're the Midwest.
Or let's be real about it. The University of Illinois is one of the top educational institutions in the country.
That's why they didn't let me in.
That's true. That is why they didn't let you in. Like, it's go look at some of the U of I's rankings. Like, they rank really high. My point to you is, wherever it is that you want to get that experience, you can get it. And if you would like to save money, I actually think of this more as saving money for the person themselves, like, not just the parents. If you don't want to start out in debt, think about taking 2 years at a JC and living with your parents and saving money and then going transferring to Indiana or Michigan or Virginia or wherever else you want to go. You'll pick up incredible life skills in just doing that and saving money. And if we're in a place, and don't tell anyone in higher education that I said this, if we're still in a place where that education is happening online, fam, really? Save yourself some cash and don't look down your nose at some of the places that don't necessarily have that same tag. Like, you can have a great time at UIC. A great time. And what I really would suggest, since I'm on my soapbox, I'd really suggest that you look at these places for things that you might want to do and how do they connect you to the things that you want to do. The degree doesn't really matter as much. Like, it's nice to be like, oh, this such and such went to Harvard or such and such went to Notre Dame. But did it put you on a path to do the thing that you're interested in doing? You can find it in a lot of places.
Just get in the
building.
You
can find it for inexpensive. What's that, Derby?
Just get in the building. I'm sure Mitch is impressed by Danny Parkin's Syracuse diploma.
Right.
But if Danny couldn't put a sentence together and give a cogent thought about sports, he wouldn't be having him on the afternoon drive.
But I will say that in a case like Danny, like, if you want to go into broadcasting, Syracuse is a perfect place for you. Like, it's perfect as far as its training goes. Same thing with Mizzou. Like, that's a perfect place for you if you want to learn journalism and you want to work in this industry. But you know what? You can find, like I was saying about COD, you can find a lot, or Southern. Like, you could go get a similar education with similar opportunities at Southern for going into broadcasting that you can at Syracuse or Mizzou. And I make no bones about that. Look at all the people that SIU has put into broadcasting in Chicago. All I'm saying is that there are opportunities for you everywhere, and don't just kind of think of, well, I'm going to a junior college. Yeah, you're doing that to get your prereqs out of the way. And then by then, you may have even changed what you want to do. And you can say, okay, yeah, luckily I didn't, let me use an example. I thought I wanted to be an engineer, so I went to Purdue and found out that I don't want to be an engineer, and now I have to transfer. Well, in those 2 years, you could have been not paying Purdue prices and going to Oakton and then figured it out and be like, you know what I want to do? I really want to study weather, so I'm going to transfer to Iowa State, or I'm going to transfer to Mississippi State. Just as an example. I don't know how this turned into this, but this is what the first segment turned into, and I apologize. I'm going to talk some basketball with Rick Camp next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here on The Score.
Romo Mayo, that's Rick Camp in The Score Studios in downtown Chicago.
Rick Camp, producer, not a dead former Braves pitcher.
Every now and again, I get to see highlights of. I saw Dale Murphy talking, and they were showing like old Brave stuff, and I was like, "Oh, it's Rick Camp," but not that Rick Camp. Our Rick Camp is here with me to talk some basketball. He joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park, or you can go to alpamonteford.com. Campy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. There's probably a lot of people that don't even get the reference to the name, job, and either school or other thing anymore, because that was a while ago.
It was a really, really long time ago for sure. And you're right, they probably don't, but that's okay. They can look it up. It's a good thing that people can try and learn. I want to know what you thought of what the Bulls did at number four in the draft.
I thought it was fine. There wasn't really, assuming one of the top three guys, whether it was Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, or LaMelo Ball, if none of those three fell to the Bulls, there were very few things that could happen that would have really gotten me mad. I get the Patrick Williams pick. You are an organization that now wants to be built on player development and being able to use that as a way to create more value with where you're picking in the draft. And Patrick Williams, depends on who you're asking, but to a lot of people, of the guys that were in that range, was considered to maybe have the highest ceiling. Not the highest of floors, Jerry Angelo, but definitely the highest ceiling. So they took the chance with him. They think he's a guy that fits well for the modern NBA, isn't like a scheme-specific guy. So I get it. I'm not like over the moon about it. I'm not thinking it's a terrible pick. Like I was on after the draft show on draft night, and there were people that were really mad about it, which doesn't make sense because everybody's been wanting the Bulls to take more swings in the draft, and they took someone that's a swing, and they're mad because it seems like a G League guy when it's like, this is not a good draft. I don't know what you're expecting, and I feel like people are still projecting the sins of the Garpax era, of which there are plenty, onto this new regime and what they're doing.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, where I wanted to make sure that I wipe the slate clean and allow these guys to work. This is clearly going to be a year of transition because of the state of the salary cap that the Bulls are under. Like what do they have? Like $5 million left of tax free money for vets left?
Give or take. Yeah, in terms of they could use the rest of their non taxpayer mid level exception, which is around, I want to say, 4.2. They could also use the biannual exception, which is around $3.6 million. So they still have those. So, yeah, there's a little bit of wiggle room if they really wanted to use it, but they were also, more than the tax stuff, they're on a roster crunch this year. Very few guys are out of contract. So the fact that, okay, Chris Dunn and Shaq Harrison are gone, you still had 13 roster spots filled. You bring in Patrick Williams, your second-round pick is a stash guy, so he's not coming over this year. And then you have Garrett Temple signed for part of your mid-level at 1 year, $5 million. You're at 15 people already.
Right.
So, I mean, that as much as anything is the reason they weren't able to do a whole lot.
What do you expect happens with Otto Porter? Do you expect that he's just going to be in their starting lineup and maybe he's a mid-season trade? Because the amount of money that he's making makes it almost impossible for them to package him up and move him now.
I actually completely disagree that.
I love it.
I think Otto Porter, more likely than not, Otto Porter is a Bull for this entire season. Because now that he's an expiring contract, Otto Porter is valuable. And the thing is, too, like, of course, he has not been healthy very often. But when he is healthy, he's a good player still. The athletic Seth Partnow, who was in the Milwaukee Bucks front office for a hot minute, tiered out the top 125 players in the NBA. The Bulls had two players in the top 125, which is A, problematic, but B, they were both in tier four. It was Otto Porter who was ahead of Zach LaVine. So when you consider how their games play on the court in today's NBA, like, Otto Porter is still considered a good player when he's able to play. He just kind of got a bad rap for getting that max rookie extension deal, which is what's finally going to expire this year. But he's a guy that can help these young guys. They played better when he was out there. It's just that he hasn't been out there very long. So unless there's some offer to knock their socks off, I think they're going to keep Otto Porter because he's part of their impetus to be able to have this cap room, because they're going to get $28 million freed up when he comes off their books at the end of this upcoming season.
I kind of understood, and we're talking with Rick Camp, who does the Basketball Camp podcast, which you subscribe to and listen to. I kind of understood why they brought Denzel Valentine, and I also understood Bulls fans being like, why did you bring back Denzel Valentine? What does he bring to their roster? He's inexpensive. I mean, as far as you're talking about bodies go, it doesn't not like he costs him a lot. But from a player perspective, what are we missing when we evaluate him?
I mean, I am the furthest thing from a Denzel Valentine guy. So let me put that out there first. He would not be part of this team if it was my decision. I understand, though, that Karnišovas and Eversley, and Karnišovas said this, that they extended the qualifying offer to him and not to Harrison or Dunn, because essentially they value shooting. They know they need more shooting. Denzel Valentine can shoot the ball. He's also a pretty good passer. Now, when it comes to having a conscience with his shot or the other side of the court or athleticism, he's a big problem. But if you want a ball mover and you want someone that can shoot the ball, Denzel Valentine can do that for you. He's just probably the player, no doubt that he is the player on the team that annoyed the crap out of me the most of anybody by a mile last year.
Because he didn't play defense?
He didn't even attempt defense. The fact that when he was out there, regardless of the context of what was going on around him, he was getting up his. I mean, his passing is really good. Like, that's, like, I'll give him his passing. I'll give him that, like, when he stays kind of within the offense and is getting to the right spots and getting those catch and shoot shots, he hits them. He hits them at a pretty decent clip. Definitely better than a lot of the people on the Bulls, especially the wings. But just his lack of athleticism, I don't know who he quote unquote guards. He's just someone that you see what you have with the qualifying offer this year. After this year, he's probably gone anyway.
I know all of us right now, when we're out in public, are wearing masks. I'm wondering, is Gordon Hayward also carrying a gun along with his mask? Because it would seem like he stuck Charlotte up for an exorbitant amount of money.
I don't quite know what Charlotte is doing. I understood some team, like I thought the number for him was going to be around 400 for whoever ended up signing him, whether it was the Knicks, whether it was the Pacers in a sign-in trade, or whether it's Charlotte. So I think that's just Charlotte saying, hey, we were able to get LaMelo Ball, and they like some of the guys that they got as bigs in the second round of the draft, and they really want, they're a team that they love getting the 8 seed. Like them and the Pistons, they live to get the 8 seed and get stomped in the first round of the playoffs. That's what they're hoping for. And the thing is for the Bulls, for everybody saying it is a complete travesty if the Bulls do not, at least now with the playoffs being that play-in tournament through the 10 seed, they're at least more viable for that. That's kind of not saying a lot, but it is saying that if the Bulls don't, you know, they don't improve a decent amount, they're not guaranteed to get into this 10 seed playoff thing. Like the Hawks clearly got better. Charlotte got better. The Wizards, they got John Wall back, which we don't know what that's going to mean. They got to pay Davis Bertans, who was kind of fun to watch this year because he was a good version of doesn't give a crap about what's going on and will shoot it from anywhere. He was a fun version of that. And you look at maybe Indiana's getting worse, that helps the Bulls. Orlando's definitely getting worse, which helps the Bulls. But if the Bulls want to have the right to squeak into the playoffs and get their asses handed to them in the first round, they got some work to do because they very well could be back in the lottery again this year. And that would be not necessarily anybody's huge fault. It's clearly this front office wants to see what this team can be, very similar to what it was last year, just with, you know, the new coach. Say, hey, all these players are the constants. The only variable is going to be that coach. So now you can kind of see what you have in this team. And I honestly don't expect Patrick Williams necessarily, unless he just shows out in training camp quick. I think a lot of these rookies are not going to get a ton of playing time. We might see the lowest amount of output from a rookie class in a long time because of it not being a good draft, because of no summer league, not a full training camp, and, you know, a minimal preseason. So I think people are probably going to be mad early in the year when they're saying, why isn't Patrick Williams getting more tick? I don't think he's going to. I really don't.
That is Rick Camp. Campy, as always, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
Check out the Basketball Camp podcast. Subscribe to it. Rate it. Write a review. We need to take a break. I promised you some Bear stuff today, and I'm telling you, I got it. There's a lot of Bear stuff that I want to roll through. More has to do with the NFC North. I'll explain next here on The Score. This could be an interesting week for the NFL. 3 games are scheduled for Thursday night. Well, Thursday. You know, Detroit early, Dallas midday, and then the nightcap was supposed to be a fist fight. Steelers versus Ravens. This from the Baltimore Ravens. Last night, we were informed that multiple members of the Baltimore Ravens organization tested positive for COVID-19, and those individuals immediately began to self-quarantine. We have started the process of contact tracing, and during this time, the Under Armour Performance Center will be closed with all team activities conducted virtually. We will continue to work closely and follow the guidance from the NFL, team doctors, and our medical trainers. It's one thing if that happens on a Monday and your game's on a Sunday. It's a whole nother thing if that happens on a Sunday and your game is on a Thursday, even Thursday night. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens with this game. What now happens to the Titans, who have already gone through something like this, who played the Ravens yesterday, and what the status is of the game between the Ravens and the Steelers. Just something to keep in mind. I did an Aloho Daily about this, but I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about it. I teased it on Twitter today, and if you'd like to, you can follow me at Lawrence W. Holmes. That's where you can also follow me on Instagram. I threw up some fun stuff on the Gram stories yesterday, including some Jenny's Ice Cream Sorbet. Woo! Fire. Anyway, yesterday was kind of good for the Bears. I imagine all those guys with a weekend off, like maybe they've come back with refreshed minds and refreshed bodies. But how about the idea of renewed optimism if you're Matt Nagy and the Bears? And I know what you're saying. This team's terrible, and you're probably right. But yesterday was the opportunity for one team to take control of the division, just take complete control of it, and two other teams to get to where the Bears are at, which is 5-5. And what happened? The Lions all over themselves against a backup quarterback from the XFL. They didn't score. I don't believe they had a play inside the red zone yesterday with Matthew Stafford playing one of his worst games and their offensive line being brutally bad. And, of course, Matt Patricia is out here playing man against a quarterback that was playing in the XFL a few months ago. The Vikings finally got a great game from Kirk Cousins. And what did they do? They didn't play defense. They actually got Dalvin Cook running well and Kirk Cousins playing lights out yesterday. And Adam Thielen making another incredible catch. I think that he might be the NFL's best acrobatic wide receiver. He's not the best. That's still DeAndre Hopkins. But in back-to-back weeks, you've seen him make impossible one-handed catches in the end zone. But you get all of that, and you had the Vikings defense fall apart and be taken advantage of against the run like you were hoping that the Bears would be able to. And then you had the Packers play an almost perfect half of football in the first half and a disaster half in the second half. They lose in overtime because of a fumble. And now, as weird as it sounds to you or I, guess what? Sunday's game, Bears-Packers, has meaning again. It has meaning because the Packers lost their game on Sunday. The Bears get to get right back in this race if they win. Now, I know what you're saying. It's fine. All the things that you're talking about, Lawrence, they can all be true. But at the end of this, there has to be some belief that we think the Bears are going to be competent in playing against the Packers on Sunday night. And you're right to believe that. I just wanted to, in case you weren't paying attention, I wanted to catch you up and realize that the game now matters again. It matters again. And I'm not talking about for the NFC wild card chase. It actually matters for the NFC North chase. But that's only if the Bears can get themselves together. And the likelihood of that happening, not great. But if you were looking for any glimmer of hope, if you were someone that just needs just a sliver of hope to hang on to, you can look at Sunday's results and go, oh, no one from this division is about bleep. Awesome. Can I tell you a secret? And I know that don't let the people in Wisconsin hear this, okay? We thought that the Packers were kind of a fraud last year at 13-3. And yeah, they made it to the NFC Championship game and got throttled in it. I kind of feel similarly this year. Like Aaron Rodgers is playing great, but they still don't have a number two wide receiver, and it bared out yesterday. And why didn't they go get some linebacking help at the trade deadline or in the draft? Or why didn't they draft Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb instead of a quarterback who's not going to play for another 2 years? I wonder if Packers fans are asking those questions today. You should be. Even with your team leading the division, you should be asking those questions, because I think there's been some malpractice going on with that franchise. I'll talk with Big Ant Heron about a little bit of pro and a lot of college. I want to ask him if he thinks Northwestern is good. We'll find out what he says next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.